This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. One of the great messianic prophecies is found in the book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. There is no question as to its fulfillment. You find the fulfillment in Matthew 2, 6. After Jesus was born, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem to find the one who was born King of the Jews. They had seen a unique star, which they perceived heralded a king's birth. They wanted to worship him. When they inquired of King Herod about this, he was disturbed and got the chief priests and teachers of the law to find out where this one would have been born. Without hesitation, they responded, "Bethlehem, for that's where the prophet said it would happen." Then they quoted Micah 5:2, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." The principle of Bible study here is that the Bible is its own best interpreter. Whenever you find a statement corroborated and amplified or qualified in another part of the Bible, it will help you to understand the meaning of the statement better. That's why a concordance is so helpful in Bible study. Even the limited cross-references in the margins of most Bibles are helpful to check out. I encourage believers to find the clearest statement in the Bible on any issue. If a statement is not clear, find cross-references that deal with the same issue. This will usually help in clarifying what is meant. Always be careful to not read something into a statement or to take it out of context. Well, I'd like to encourage you to review this script by going to my website. It'll help you in your Bible study, gettingthemessage.org.